Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts.
Welcome back to Quickie number 25. We have a really fun episode today. We are doing a little book club. Aubrey with the show and tell. We are talking about the book Exalted today. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about it and then we're going to get into it. There will be spoilers.
There will be spoilers, but we'll tell you when there will be spoilers. We'll give you like a little summary situation, maybe overall review about how much you need to read this book. And then you can go away, buy the book, and then come back.
Yes.
And then we can chat about it.
Perfect.
This is Exalted by Anna Dorn. I personally highly recommend this book. I loved it.
Yeah.
Did you not love it?
I really like the book. I like the twist at the end. Like, I don't know. I want to say I don't know if we needed it, but then I don't know if it would have been as, like, fucking weird.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
So
I didn't dislike it, though.
Yeah. No, it definitely is not, like, the best book I've ever read.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, like, so wild that it's, I'm, like, so you fucking have to weird. Read this.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
The book follows, like, two different points of views of characters that are, like, for, like, unrelated.
Yeah.
One is, like, a millennial astrologer. She, like, runs, like, a famous Instagram, like, astrology meme account.
Emily.
That's Emily. She lives in L.A. She wants to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other character is Dawn. She is like a middle-aged lesbian in the suburbs, like an alcoholic, like major anger issues, like working a Leo, working as a server. Oh, I meant to have their big three and I never looked it up because I didn't have the book.
Oh, Emily has a Scorpio stellium.
Yes.
And I don't know Dawn's big three. I know there's
Dawn's a Leo. But so it's all about astrology. They're both super into astrology.
Yeah.
And there's just like little like side comments and tidbits that are just like,
yeah,
if you know, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
These are like, this is like the most toxic book I've ever read.
Yeah. I have been
like,
reading.
They're both horrible people. Yeah.
I have just weirdly been reading, when I read this book, a string of like toxic, unlikable female characters. So it kind of fit right in. But until that, I have not read books like that. Like, yeah. We were talking
it's
about
like a
it.
It's a trendy thing
it,
right now.
Yeah, it's quite the thing to have these fucked up females in these books. It's like, really interesting.
When I was reading this book, I literally, like, I was like, oh my God, am I becoming toxic? Like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like this is, like, kind of bad for me to be reading this book.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to put it down sometimes because I was like, I am being influenced too much in, like, a bad way.
Yeah. No, I know. I think, like, I, like, made a TikTok about it on, like, my book account. And I was like, what, like, what's up with this? Like, what am I supposed to feel about it? And people were just like, someone said, like, something that was just like, well, there's so many, like, fucked up men in books. Like, we deserve to have, like, fucked up 360 women, too.
Equality.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I didn't think about that. Well, because I was like, am I wrong for not liking them?
Mm-hmm.
Was my thing. Like, I was like, what the fuck, who are these people?
Yeah.
Like, they suck. I don't like them. I'm reading these books, but I'm like, you're a terrible person. And then I was like, is it misogyny? Like, am I wrong
right.
for not liking them? And someone was like, no, like, the point is we can all have 360 characteristics and be bad. So I was like, okay.
So that
helped me a little bit.
One of like the main plot points of this is that Emily becomes just like obsessed with, like, she does like astrology readings,
yeah.
and like this boy writes into her and she thinks he has like the most perfect chart that
yeah.
she's ever seen. Like, if we're familiar, placements, like planets can be exalted, is like an astrology word. Like, it's like where planets have like the easiest time in a sign.
Yeah.
And like all of his placements are exalted and she's like, he's perfect, I have to have him, which is just like
relatable
content.
Yeah, so she obviously, like, stalks his Instagram, finds out where he hangs out, goes to work on her astrology meme account at the coffee shop every day.
Until she, like, runs into him.
Yeah. Also convinced, like, I won't undo this, but also is convinced that he's, like, a French aristocrat.
Yes. Yes.
So she's like, he's perfect, he's exalted, he's rich. And she's like a struggling memer and actress. So obviously that's like quite an appealing character for her.
It's just quite funny and it's a wild ride.
Yeah.
So we highly recommend go read this book, get the audiobook, whatever you do. And then come back.
Yeah.
And listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah, hold that thought.
And if you're never going to read it, keep listening going. Because this is crazy and we're just about to spoil it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Here we go.
Okay, do we want to talk about a little bit at all about how Dawn is just a disaster?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So Dawn is like the elder woman in this book. She's middle-aged. And she is like truly a dating disaster. Like I was like going like kind of alternating between like, oh my God, what's she gonna do? And be like deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I was like, oh, and like getting excited. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is like literally terrible. Like you are
a predator.
Yeah. Like you're
so abusive.
Yeah. Like just like has like smashed people's windows and the cars and like did she like set someone's house on fire or
I
something
think so.
Like just like truly like the
deranged,
worst ex
yeah.
ever
like unimaginable
yeah and I do think it's quite funny that she was the Leo
yes absolutely
which like obviously like fiery energy
I will be honest I definitely like bought this book because it was on some like queer reading list
yeah.
of last year. And so I thought the whole time that the two of them were going to fall in love, which I suppose is like a little bit at the end.
I kind of think they do. Yeah, I did too, though, the whole time.
Hoping for a sequel.
Yeah. No, it's definitely hinted at that.
Yeah.
I agree. I thought that was the big reveal was them going to be
I got
in
like
love.
A fourth of the way through the book. And I was like, wait, why isn't it happened yet? I was like, is that not mm-hmm. what this book is about?
No, totally. This is not related, but my other question was like that I was thinking about is I want to know like, which maybe it's out there. I just didn't do any research. Is like the author's relationship to astrology?
Yes. Okay. Our brains are the same.
Yeah.
Yes. The author also has a memoir.
Yes. I did see that.
It's called Bad Lawyer. I'm interested as to like
yeah.
what that is. Cause yes, she clearly knows like a ton about astrology.
I know. And that's what I was just like, are they an astrology person or did they like literally just like research the things they needed for the book? Because it is like it's quite like full of astrology stuff.
Yes. One of my favorite things one of my big takeaways from the book is that she calls Scorpio moons vengeful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is just such a good word. Like, I had some fucking bullshit happen to me, drama, last week, and my Scorpio moon friend said, I would just never speak to either one of them again. And I said, I know that's what, like, is happening in my body,
yeah.
too. Like, or it's like, I'm, like, trying to scheme, like, well, what could I do back to them? Like,
yeah.
It was just like.
No, yeah.
She, like, knows a lot about astrology.
Yeah.
So.
No, it is quite silly. Too, because it is like a lot of like the undertones of it are like Emily is like fuck astrology.
Yes.
Like I do this for money. So like it is funny that it's filled with a lot of like real knowledge, if that makes
yeah,
sense.
Her whole thing is like astrology is bullshit. It's just all like vague enough and characteristics like that we all have.
Yeah. Which like I guess we can talk about the end too. Like she writes this Vice article and like she's like this is going to be like my like fuck astrology, fuck all this. So she writes like this article about like why astrology is bullshit. And I just kind of thought it was funny because she just like pretty much explains like why we use astrology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she just talks about how, like, they're all, like, universal traits and, like, every sign and, like, obviously the house that's associated with it, like, each talks about a different part of life and different characteristics. So, like, of course, like, yeah, like, a Cancer, like, yeah, everyone has a fucking house, you know? Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. Everyone comes from somewhere or has, like, a home. So, of course, like, Cancer is associated with home. Anyone can relate to Cancer and wanting to feel comfort and whatever. But, like, that is, like, kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
Of astrology is, like, you are a 360 person. There's, like, 360... ness to the birth chart, there's 360-ness to life, and like there's just highlighted aspects of it.
Yeah, and we're like all not that different. We're just all different, like, ratios of the same 12 things.
Yeah. So I just kind of thought that was funny because it was like written really well, but like I thought it was funny to the point that it was like, this is fake, because I'm like, well, that's kind of like, that's, you're saying the whole point of what it is.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, like, a funny, it was, like, a silly little ending. I'm like, we say that all the time in, like, a positive way.
Same vibe, but different. Yeah, you exactly. Know. It's all about, you know, it works for some people.
Yeah.
Do we need to get to the twist now? Yeah. I'm feeling anxious to get at it. So, if you've read the book, you already know. But if you haven't read the book, so she ends up, like, stalking this guy. They start going out. It's like amazing. They have so much in common, mm-hmm. like meant to be. And then they have sex. And like the next morning she's in bed and gets like a 23andMe notification. Like, you have a new sibling.
And it's obviously the boy. I literally screamed.
Did you know it was coming?
No, I didn't.
I low-key, it like crossed my mind, which like maybe I'm just fucked up. But yeah, like,
I don't often have incest on the mind.
I considered it. I was like, wait, could. So basically part of the plot, Dawn is like trying to figure or trying to like stalk this dude's dad, like her kid's dad. So, okay, so Dawn ends up being the crush's mom.
Yes.
Is like the connect and is like stalking, like sees if the dad is like a one night stand sort of situation, sees the dad and starts like stalking him. And I was like, it crossed my mind. I was like, oh my God, I want, like, the description of his dad kind of sounds like how she describes her dad. And they didn't say, like, she didn't say their parents' names, and I was like, oh my God, could it? And I was like, oh no, there's no way. That's like wild of my brain to think of that. But there's like no way that this little astrology book is about incest. And then
it was yeah, I thought the twist, because like it wasn't like a shocker that Beau was like Dawn's son.
Yeah, we knew that.
Like, that was like heavily hinted at until we knew it.
We just didn't know that Emily's dad had cheated on her mom.
Yes, exactly. And I thought the twist was going to be that she was going to just end up falling in love with his mom. Because I still think that's still a solid twist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would have still been funny.
It would have been really funny.
Yeah.
Which it might still happen. No, they, like, I think, allude to at the end.
They definitely, like, she's like, fuck that guy. But, like, the mom. Because pretty captivating.
Right, because they just end up embracing this. Like, the dad ends up, like, meeting Beau is his name. I don't know if we haven't said it yet. Ends up meeting Beau, and he just like becomes part of their family. Like, they like do Thanksgiving or whatever together, Christmas. Literally.
So cuckoo bananas. But I did not think that was coming. So yeah, I was not even like, there were probably little, like, once it happened, I was like, oh, I could have put that together. But I was not at all, like, it did not cross my mind.
It just was so shocking.
It was so shocking.
Out of the evidence.
No, it was like literally crazy, and I literally screamed. Like, I was like, my boyfriend was sleeping, because I always like read for 4 hours every morning while he sleeps, and then I literally like scream. I'm texting Aubrey. I'm like, I got to the part. Like, I finally got to the fucking part. Like, because you know when you're like, is this, like, when your friend's like, okay, just wait till you get there, you know, and you're like, is this it? Is this it? And then you're like, no, of course this is it. Like, no other thing could be crazier than this. So I know I've gotten there. And then, no, it was cuckoo bananas.
I've done a really good job of, like, telling people to read this book. And I, like, haven't even been telling people that there is a twist.
Okay.
It's been my,
That's funny.
Because I want them to just be as shocked as possible.
No, literally. Yeah, it is just so interesting. And I feel like the, like that is like her last straw with astrology too.
Yes.
Like that's what drives her to write this article. Like she's already like, fuck this. But then she's like, astrology made me sleep with my brother. And it's like, well, I actually didn't. That was all
that
you.
That was all you.
And lack of information, obviously. But that is like why she completely like crumbles at the end. But yeah. Then also like meets a Bella Hadid type and then becomes right. Even more famous.
Yeah. The other thing I would like to talk about is, first of all, the strippers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
Huge plot point is that she, like, loves to go to the strip club. And yeah. I was like, that is just so
But, like, at 3 p.m. Yeah. on a weekday.
I am now realizing that I've been imagining in the musical Gypsy, there's, there's like, a stripper number. And it's funny.
Yeah.
If you know, if our theater kids out there are listening, you'll know that that's funny, that that's what I was picturing. It's not good.
No.
It's silly and fun, though.
Yeah, it is silly and fun. I imagine the strip club, like, with the lights on. Yes. Also is how I imagine it.
No, me too.
It's, like,
exactly.
Empty during the day, and it's, like, bright.
Yes.
Like.
I think something interesting, though, is that, so she has this Scorpio stellium, and then yeah. meets one of the, she, like, hates one of the strippers.
Yeah. Who has a Scorpio
and then
stellium.
Also has one, like they have like very similar charts, so I think that's like an interesting mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it is just like Emily is so like just unwell,
yeah,
that I think it is just like a
just kind of like anyone, like,
yeah, well, couldn't like anyone, but also just like that classic, you like see yourself in someone,
yeah, and, you're like ew.
And don't like them, but
no, totally. I mean, yeah, like that stripper, like the reason Emily doesn't like her is like because she's like acts like a baby towards the men to get stuff from them kind of thing. And like a huge plot point before she starts hooking up with Bo is she's like using this guy.
Yeah.
By just like dragging, like it's kind of the same.
She does do the same.
Yeah.
And just like putting on an entire performance of something that you like don't fuck with at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's literally what the girl that is at the strip club is doing
yeah.
too.
It's just interesting.
It is just interesting. But yeah, that's Exalted.
That's Exalted. I think we should do more book clubs.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have any other like cute fiction, novel, yeah. astrology books, let us know. We mm-hmm. like to read.
We love a read. Thank you for joining us for our latest quickie episode. If you need some advice on something or a question or a request or a book that we should read, you can find a submission form in the links in our social bios or in the description of this episode.
Bye, sluts.
Bye.